Hi, team. Welcome back to the Mosaic Podcast. This is the place where we piece together the art, the science of business and life, one intentional mosaic piece at a time to create something truly extra, not ordinary. All right. So, well, today's episode is close to my heart and is something that I am dealing with it as I record this episode. And it is about breakthroughs. Those magical aha moments that seem to come out of nowhere, but are actually is a product of deep work. Really stepping away and coming back stronger. So this one is really for my builders, for my dreamers, my problem solvers, the ones who won't stop until the breakthrough comes. Okay. So lately, I've been living this lesson myself, and this is a testament to the episodes, the podcast episodes that I record on a daily basis. The things that I'm talking to you is really coming from my daily life, what I go through, and this is no different. This podcast is something that I've been living the lesson myself. So my latest challenge is actually a thorny one, because this one is I'm developing another AI app, and it is about calling some cloud function and passing authentication. I know this is just so tech limbo, but please do not stop this episode and thinking that I'm going to talk to you developer speak, okay, tech lingo. No, I'm not going to do that. But my tech folks, you know what I'm talking about here, right? I have been wrestling with it for weeks, and it's really bothering me, and I'm peeling back layers and identifying the root cause and really feeling the frustration week after week, and the frustration you only feel when you are close to a breakthrough. And the thing about this problem, this breakthrough, I know I'm close to it because I have identified the root cause. But getting that, I have to tell you, week after week, I messed up my application. I have destroyed my code. I have ran into, created other problems trying to solve problems that I didn't think that the code didn't have, but I created on my own, trying to solve the root cause. And it went, I step one step forward, sometimes 10 steps back. And that kind of frustration that I am talking about, right? But I am very close to the breakthrough. And I'll tell you why, because I really identified the root cause. So here's the thing. So what it took me to get here, right? So what I want to do in this episode is really give you a step-by-step process, the actions that I've taken. By the way, I haven't solved the problem all the way through yet, but I'm really close because I know the root cause. But along the way, what helped me is stepping away from the problem has been the greatest tool. Doing my exercise routine, even though I have taken a 10 step back, continuing what so serves me well, such as going to yoga for me, it may be something else for you, right? Traveling, taking it day by day, talking it out, even asking different AI models. Yes, I am working with several AI models, and it's not just ChatGPT. Sometimes the problem is looking at a different AI model. So right now I am using Claude to solve my development problem. It literally gave me the answers for it. So this is how breakthroughs are born. Okay, so if I were to, well, but first of all, before I get to the step-by-step process, I ask ChatGPT to back my ideas with science. Like, what are the latest research around this, right? And science actually supports this. So there is a phenomenon called the incubation effect. It is something that is derived from cognitive psychology, and studies from the University of California, according to ChatGPT, that others have shown that when you take a break from a problem and let your subconscious process it, you are far more likely to have a creative solution when you return. That is, yes, I mean, we knew that, but science actually backs it up, and people swear by it. And then another study ChatGPT reported is that the other is coming from the Journal of Creative Behavior, and they found that the key isn't actually just stepping away from the problem. It is returning to it with intention, and I can actually attest to this, right? Just, okay, you're having a problem and you're just telling yourself, all right, I just need to step away from it, doesn't really solve it. What you really need to do is, as you step away from the problem, is to hold that problem in your subconscious. What is actually the problem that you are going to solve in your subconscious, and then come back to it right in the next day or the next hour or the next four hours, whatever that means for you. But let that exact problem slow cook in your brain, and come back to it with that fresh energy and perspective, but really come back, have a game plan to come back to it with that intention, right? So that is really, that has been the key for me as I step away from the problem, but really coming back to the to what problem I'm going to come back to it with intention. So if I were to give you the framework for breakthroughs, and I've been thinking through this, right? It is not, the message is not just step away, okay? I just want to break down, right? The first point is identifying the right problem. First of all, not all problems are worth your time, even your subconscious's time. Not all problems is worth for your slow cooker energy. So I want you to ask yourself, if I solve this problem, what changes? Who benefits from it? What is the reward from it? If this reward, who is to judge, right? You know, if the reward is financial, so be it. Is the reward emotional? Is this reward for legacy driven? Identify it, and if it is worth solving it, then move on to the next step. And that is, what is the why? And hold on to that why. It is really critical, right? So, because sometimes you have to step away from that problem many, many times. And if you don't hold on to that why, at one point you're going to say, you know what, I'm done. This is just it. But if you know your why and hold on to it, there's a likely chance that you're going to come back to that problem. So say it to yourself, identify it, write it down. If you want to share it with others, I'm not saying it, share it with others, but if you want to, share it with others, talk with others. If your why is strong, your energy will follow and you are more likely to come back to that problem, okay? So then what is the next step? You have your problem, you identify that it is worth solving it. You know your why, it's worth it for you. You know your why. Then you have to immerse yourself for at least an hour a day. Give the problem that secret hour, that sacred hour. Read about it, research it, ask different AI models. ChatGPT is not the only AI model out there. Research it, ask about it. Don't underestimate. One of the problems that I ran into didn't come from any of the AI models. Some AI models made it worse for me. So I actually went to the forums and read through the forums and read the humans answering other people's problems and trying to help other people, by the way. Okay, not all answers are going to come to you from AI. It is a big, big help, but it is okay to ask others. Okay. And yes, I did create my own forum title, which I don't do very often, asking actual human beings about my problem. Okay. So immersing yourself an hour a day, maybe posting the question in a forum. So don't underestimate how much faster you can learn with the tools that we have nowadays, including humans trying to help each other out. Okay, so immerse yourself an hour a day. And then there comes that research piece, right? If you're just getting things worse and trying to tackle it and frustrated and all that, stop. Just stop. So that is your next step. Step away from it. Let your subconscious go to work. Take a walk, for crying out loud. You know, get your hands off that keyboard. And this isn't procrastination. This is actually what the research said. It is incubation. Okay? Give that sacred space. And then that's your next step. Return and refine your approach. Return with intention. Come back fresh. Attack the problem that you identified before you went to your incubation period and come back with fresh eyes. The answers may already be there waiting for you. By the way, the answers are in you. You have the answers. Believe that. Believe that you have it in you. Believe that you have what it takes to solve your problem. You will get there. And never, that is your last step, last action step. Please, never, ever give up. Don't give up on your goals. Breakthroughs favor persistence, my friends. They reward those who keep coming back to those problems. Please don't ever give up. So affirmations for your breakthrough energy in this episode are: you are closer to your breakthrough than you think. Every step and every attempt brings you closer to your solution. Your subconscious is working on your behalf, even when you are resting. You solve valuable problems because your work matters. Nothing can stop a determined and aligned mind and action. All right, my friends, breakthroughs do not come by accident. Breakthroughs aren't accidents. They are built by focus, persistence, and the courage. The courage to step away and the courage to return with fresh energy. That is all I've got for you today. So whatever your problem is that you're facing right now, whether it's a tech glitch like mine or a life challenge, all these action steps hold true. Hold on to your why close. Keep showing up and never, ever, ever give up. You've got this. I believe in you. I love you. And I will talk to you next time. Bye.
Switching between tools for one project gets disjointed, especially on tight deadlines. Grammarly built a game-changing writing surface tailor-made for professionals to help you move ideas forward and sharpen your writing. You can brainstorm ideas, summarize meeting notes in seconds, or strengthen a proposal without context switching. Easy to get started and even easier to finish. Sign up for Grammarly free and get your professional writing from draft to done. Visit Grammarly.com. That's Grammarly.com.